This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15 powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's the other surprising part.
With guest host Brian Weber.
Yeah, big shoes to fill. Eisen's a legend.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show.
Do you know who I am? I'm a guy on television. I have my own show.
And now, sitting in for Rich, here's Brian Weber.
Welcome to the program. Always a blast to sit in for Rich and the fellas. Do my best to preserve the brand that Mr. Eisen has worked so hard to develop. And we have a ton to get to. It is a Tuesday. I am reminding myself, also as a radio guy, we get into formatics, time and temperature, traffic and weather together. But it is one of these weeks, and because I'm with you all week long and delighted to have the opportunity to stretch out and take this program in a variety of directions, it's a bizarre week in that those of us who are working, with the caveat and a big word Tuesday, obviously I am not digging ditches. There is no heavy lifting involved in what's going on, but when you're used to a normal commute and you breeze into work, you sort of get into that weekend mode, and then you realize, wait a minute, the world continues. There is a ton to get to in the NBA. We're going to jump right in where we left off yesterday because we had good timing. As the program was winding down with about 20 minutes left in the show, it became official. Klay Thompson taking his talents to Dallas, snubbing the Lakers. We'll talk about all of the implications coming up and the big news around the NBA today surrounding players going nowhere and getting gargantuan deals. Jason Tatum, Powerball money, better than $300 million. And after all the hand-wringing and all the speculation about chaos in Cleveland, well, don't you know, Donovan Mitchell didn't go anywhere. So we'll get into the particulars of that in what has been candidly a less than scintillating free agent cycle. But I am not going to shift gears immediately to a topic that I heard other shows open the program with driving in. If you're wondering who I am, I'm Brian Weber, even though the guy with the big voice just said that moments ago. We can have a conversation. Pick up the phone, 844-204-7424, or slide over to the X platform. Tweet at me, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. I do my best to never overwhelm you with guests. Typically, I go with just two over the course of 3 hours, but anytime I have the opportunity to talk to a player in the National Football League, I'm going to seize that chance. So if you thought I talked a bit too much basketball yesterday, in fairness, it was a blockbuster day around hoops. But if you're a football guy, quote unquote, and I realize who I'm guest hosting for, this is the football show of record. Rich Eisen, the face of NFL Network from day one. We're going to perhaps overcorrect, lean into football hard. As mentioned, coming up in 40 minutes, looking forward to my first conversation with Jesse Lucchetta, Arizona Cardinals linebacker. Very interesting story. If you track the league closely, you probably know he's one of the rare players who actually is listed on both sides of the ball occasionally because he has seen time at fullback. Comes from Canada, had a football odyssey to get to Penn State. We'll cover it all coming up in 40 minutes to get the outlook from Arizona, a franchise that seems to be stuck in neutral, although I'll be more positive when I check in with Jesse and get his mindset coming off OTAs. Hour number two, 1:40 Eastern time. More NFL. Are you not entertained? Are the Cowboys ever going to figure out what they're doing? That's really a rhetorical question because that's been their huge issue for the better part of 30 years. But in terms of the here and now, still going to pay CeeDee Lamb, ultimately have to pay Dak Prescott, unless you believe he's going elsewhere next year. We will take you across the NFL with one of the brightest minds in football. Always enjoy the opportunity to get the insights from Trevor Sikkema, a Pro Football Focus. Then we wrap up the show 2:40 Eastern time with more NBA beyond what I'm going to tackle coming up when we check in with Joe Varden of The Athletic. But I mentioned in passing, because I do my best to stay on top of everything going on across the sports media landscape, and candidly, I don't have much of a life. That's why I'm available and very excited to be part of the summer tradition, making sure that Rich's program meets its high expectations, or at least comes close when they have to settle for yours truly in the chair. I heard a couple shows open with a soccer conversation. Now, we're going to get to it later in the program. And I am not desperate. I'm desperate in my personal life, but I am not that much in a content jam where I'm just going to reach over to the fill-in handbook they give to anybody who works a national platform. And once you get past, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, and Mount Rushmore's of every sport and candy bar out there. Page 17 says bash soccer. I'm not going to do that. In fact, if you actually know who I am, I've called a lot of soccer across my college play-by-play career. I saw Pelé play at Giant Stadium in the late 1970s. But the reason I'm postponing the soccer conversation is, are you surprised at all where Team USA is still mired? Coming off the loss to Uruguay last night, in an absolutely ridiculously officiated game, a broadcast that was bizarre on 15 different levels. I realize we're not on the simulcast on the Roku channel, but if you actually cared about that game, you flipped over to Fox Sports 1. They literally had the same angle as the All-22 at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City as when the Chiefs play, before Fox got on the phone and started screaming at the international broadcasters, and they finally fixed the wackiest perspective I've seen in years. But the preview, when we get to the soccer, is what did you expect? We've been talking about the emergence of the United States on the pitch, I'm a soccer guy, for my entire adult lifetime. Beyond that, when I was a kid, let's just tell like it is, with the explosion of the North American Soccer League. For a half century, I've been hearing, we're catching up. Well, watch the games. What do you see? We'll talk about that coming up. Somehow, I got on a unplanned soccer rant. But as we wrapped up the program yesterday, the breaking news was not surprising, but it was good to get clarity because we had the mindset, and this was not a novel concept, and I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. You can slide in 844-204-7424 and get involved on the X platform. That's BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. I mentioned a ton of football. I'll give you more coming up in 15 minutes. You want to know what's going on with the summer of Gronk? We'll get there coming up in just a bit. But conventional wisdom said that Paul George was going to be the linchpin in this free agent cycle, which also reflects that it's not that sexy a collection of talent. And I'm not bashing George in any way. I listen to the podcast because I'm a narcissist. Also want to hear how I sound when I'm covering. And in retrospect yesterday, I probably was too critical of Paul George. I'm not just saying he's a guy. I realize his body of work. But if the Clippers, who have spent money in ways that would make a drunken sailor on shore leave embarrassed, were unwilling to give him the fourth year, and they know him better than anybody. Remember, they went all in to get him in 2019 and to assemble their quote-unquote super team with Kawhi Leonard. If Steve Ballmer, and this is not hyperbole, based on all of the dough he made and the stock options that Microsoft is still coming through on. I'm not going to give you stock advice. For that, you got to listen to my podcast, Dollars and Cents with B-Web. But let's just put it this way. No need for a GoFundMe for Steve Ballmer. In fact, this is factual. He has more money in terms of total net worth than the other 29 owners across the NBA combined. So if Steve Ballmer either said, I don't really feel like spending any more money on a team that's going nowhere. I'm talking about the incremental spend, a four-year deal versus a three-year deal to Paul George. Plus, this team, I mentioned the concept of being stuck in neutral. The Clippers, despite all of the hype surrounding them, despite having a roster that if we were just talking fantasy hoops or just looking for depth, unparalleled depth, probably second only to the Celtics, what have they achieved? Absolutely nothing. And looking back, remember, they gave up a boatload of first-round picks and SGA, the great Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's now a top 10, top 15 player, or however you want to slot him, in OKC. And what was the return on that investment? One appearance in the conference finals in 2021. Over the course of the 5 years that Paul George played for the Clippers, they did nothing of significance. Three playoff series victories in half a decade. So I'm not surprised that the Clippers held firm, and the Sixers undeniably were planning way ahead. That was part of the reason they were more than happy to part ways with James Harden. And if you're a Clipper fan, I believe there are one or two of you. I'm here in Southern California, and I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen, Tuesday edition of the program, 844-204-7424, the number to call. Conversation never stops on X. That's BW Weber, Weber with two B's in a half hour. Looking forward to our conversation with Cardinals linebacker Jesse Lucchetta. If you're a Clipper fan, now you got to ride with James Harden, who now has no incentive to be the model citizen that he was last year. He can put on that meat suit again. Kawhi Leonard, who when healthy is one of the 15 best players in the league, but he's never healthy. And Russell Westbrook, who's a shadow of himself, good luck with that. So once Paul George was on his way to Philly, everything then turned to Klay Thompson. And there are many layers through which we can move forward talking about Klay. Step one is, and I'll be fully transparent, I don't root for teams anymore. I'm way past that. Hopefully I have an energetic delivery, but since I just told you I was watching Pelé in the late 1970s, you can probably do the basic math. But I was a sportscaster in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I was the Warriors sideline reporter on TV when they were the absolute joke of the league. To watch the transformation of that franchise, you have to give Klay Thompson a great deal of credit. After all, the Splash Brothers had two guys. It wasn't just Steph being superhuman. He had a running mate. And the Warriors dynasty, in which they were able to squeeze one more championship from a couple years ago, when the Celtics weren't ready to win in that NBA final, and coming up to tip off hour number two of the program, going to tell you why it's not too early to start the D-word conversation in Boston, pivoting off Jason Tatum getting the five-year, $314 million contract extension, biggest ever in the history of the NBA. Remember last year, Jaylen Brown got the bag, as you kids say, $285 million. That is now the second most lucrative deal. No wonder the Celtics are up for sale. Ownership said, if I'm writing those kind of checks now, what in the world is the financial landscape of the NBA going to look like in 5 years? Get out while the getting is good. But for Klay, I think a lot of this came down to ego, because the Warriors made a decision undeniably that they were riding with Draymond Green, and they gave Klay a fair offer in their estimation. But this wasn't just about raw numbers. This was about emotion. This was about pride. This was about self-esteem. And if you're Klay Thompson, and maybe this is me projecting a little bit, and you watch the franchise that you helped become a $5, $6 billion brand, however you want to quantify it, after they were the dregs of the NBA. And you get a low ball deal in your perception. You get sent to the bench in the middle of the year, justifiable, in my view, for basketball reasons. I cannot tell you that Klay is the same player he used to be. You can look at the raw numbers. Yeah, they're still adequate. And he's always going to be a reliable three-point shooter, and that's why Dallas is the ideal destination. But again, this is not about X's and O's. This is about mind and heart. And to see the Warriors continue to placate and enable Draymond Green's lunatic behavior on the floor. I think Draymond's a bright, thoughtful guy. I enjoy his broadcast work to a degree. I don't need him on Inside the NBA. Certainly don't want him to succeed any of those guys, although it's going to be chaos apparently when Turner's out of the basketball business. But given his body of work for the franchise to enable him once more, remember, Jordan Poole's not on that team because he got punched in the face by Draymond Green and was never the same. And the Warriors, by siding with Draymond effectively, and you could justify them realizing they gave Poole way too much money and quickly got him off the books by sending him to Washington, but they just parted ways with Chris Paul, and what are they doing with the additional $30 million that they have now? And if you're a Klay sympathizer, you say, well, they could have certainly enhanced the deal financially. Folks, the Warriors were ready to move on from Klay Thompson, and they weren't willing to give him a lifetime achievement contract. And you can say that's good business. I would agree. But remember, these are relationships we're talking about. And if you're Klay and you're looking around and go, hang on, has there ever been a negative word said about Klay Thompson? Other than, unfortunately, the recent run of injuries. In fact, he rarely speaks. And maybe that's where the projection comes from, because he is soft-spoken, and because he seems introspective, in a major contrast from Draymond, who lets you know beyond the podcast with his play on the court exactly what he's feeling at every moment. But when the Warriors decided that they were going to remain in the Draymond Green business, the money can only be carved up so many ways, especially now with a more punitive collective bargaining agreement. I'm not getting into conversations of the dreaded second apron, but the Warriors are only going to pay Klay so much, and good for him. He found a better situation, especially from the basketball point of view. You go from a team that lost to the Kings in the play-in and now is in the midst of the massive rebuild, especially in the rugged Western Conference, although the East just got a lot more interesting with Paul George heading over to Philadelphia. Klay goes to Dallas, overachieving as the four seed, although in fairness, remember, that was a franchise that changed everything at the trade deadline, picking up Daniel Gafford and P.J. Washington. And if you're Klay Thompson, you got to think, okay, now I'm going to an organization that I think you can say fairly now with Nico Harrison, they're sharp GM in year two or year three after being a longtime executive at Nike. I think you can argue the Mavs are much better run than the Warriors are right now. If you want to be wonky, you can talk about state income taxes. Sure, that's even more money in Klay's pocket. But this was not purely financial, because according to reports, there were teams out there willing to give him a fourth year. Instead, he took 3 years on the player option, and given the fragility of his body these days, I'd be surprised if he's still in the league in 4 years. But in terms of what's happening in the upcoming season, Klay's got to feel magnificent about how it played out. He's got a chance now to stick it directly to the Warriors. I'm not saying the Mavs are going back to the NBA Finals, but if you look at their collection of talent and where Klay fits in, as a complementary piece, he's already used to a ball-dominant guard. Steph runs the show in Golden State, as does Luka. But Luka is so creative, not only will he find ways to get Klay involved, well, he demands a double when he drives the lane. But what does that mean as I now get deep into my basketball forecasting here. I'm painting the word picture. That means that Klay is going to be open for three-point opportunities. And with Kyrie Irving, and I have to give him credit, he has changed his tune on a variety of levels as the established running mate of Luka. Well, there's no pressure on Klay. Show up, do your thing, which is consistently hit three-point shots, and you have a chance to compete for a title. What are the Warriors competing for? Nothing. Management made a decision that so long as Steph is ambulatory, and I'm not burying him yet, but let's remember now in his mid-30s, with injuries flaring up with more regularity, and Draymond is available, he hasn't done anything over the top to get him suspended. And if he gets suspended again, this time it might be for a full season. Next time we're talking for life. That's how little margin for error he has. But it feels like the Warriors have arrived at the decision. You got Steph. You got Draymond. We will go with Wiggins. We will go with Kuminga. We will go with the young guys. And that's good enough to get 17,000 people to show up and pay way too much money to watch that team at the glittering new arena in San Francisco, and they weren't willing to give Klay the kind of money that he felt like he deserved from a standpoint of personal respect. So I don't do winners and losers, but if we're just looking up at the scoreboard, I think Klay won in a major way. He's gotten to a better situation. He got approximation of the money he wanted. Apparently, he left some money on the table by not going to a team that would have given the fourth year. And if we're looking at losers, I don't know where the Warriors go from here. And what in the name of Dr. James Naismith are the Lakers doing? Because they're just going to run it back again. And that means what? Getting through the play-in again to lose in the first round? We'll talk about all that coming up in much more detail in 40 minutes when we get back to the NBA to tip off hour number two, with the focal point being the Celtics now making it clear there's still separation between them and everybody else. I'm Brian Weber. A reminder, this holiday week is all about grilling. And if you're interested in getting that done in the best way, you got to keep in mind the great people at Weber Grill. So let's fill the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear all on the same grill. You can go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full great sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. That's very important in the social media era. This grill is hot in 15 minutes. Cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time, so you can make enough for everyone. You can add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. 844-204-7424, the number to call. Let's have the conversation on social media. Over on X, that's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. In less than 20 minutes, looking forward to checking in with Cardinals linebacker Jesse Lucchetta. We're talking a lot more football today. With that in mind, straight ahead, does the summer of Gronk include contributing to OnlyFans? Yes, only Gronk could pull that off. Details coming up. Just easing in on a jam-packed Tuesday. Appreciate the company during this holiday week. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm Brian Weber, and I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. 844-204-7424 is the number to call. Candidly, because we are supersizing, and we threw the onion rings in as well, with a third guest today in 15 minutes. Looking forward to checking in with Jesse Luketka, Arizona Cardinals linebacker. Very interesting backstory. In fact, he's going to be checking in from the Great White North. He's a proud Canadian, and he took a long and winding road to the NFL. We will give you all the details coming up. Probably not a great day for phone calls. I know that sounds like a contradiction. I give out the number because I want you to know I'm open to going back and forth. But if you want to express an opinion, slide over to Twitter. I don't work for Musk, although I guess I should call it X now just to be accurate. BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Much more NBA coming up, starting hour number two. Saw this item, and I want to give attribution because there are way too many moments of thievery, pilfering going on in our business. And I understand it's a content beast you got to feed every day, but if you see something interesting, it takes 30 seconds, like I'm going to do right now, to give credit to the person who dug up the item. In this case, it's Jimmy Traina, does a great job covering pop culture and sports in general for Sports Illustrated, has a very interesting sports media podcast. So because he consumes as much of this stuff as I do, he was enjoying, and this is a good podcast, I recommend it, only after this program is done. As my eighth grade science teacher used to say, do this on your own time. But if you haven't checked out Julian Edelman's podcast, Games with Names, it is well done. And I think Edelman has a big future in broadcasting beyond what he's already dabbling in if he wants to spend more time working on the craft. You knew it was going to get loose when Gronk joined his former teammate. And let me be fully upfront, I understand the appeal of Rob Gronkowski. I don't want to keep going back to dating myself from eras that are decades ago. But for example, there was a fella when I was a kid named Art Donovan who was mostly famous, in addition to his playing career for the then Baltimore Colts, for being a big, lovable oaf who would go on David Letterman and tell stories about getting drunk and beating people up. This is a archetype that we have had throughout sports history. And good for Gronk, beyond his Hall of Fame resume. I don't want to overlook that, but he has built this persona of the aw shucks, hey, let's all take our shirt off and dance around kind of guy. And he's working for Fox. He was my least favorite part of the Brady roast, but I understand his appeal. I think he's miscast in that Fox studio because you're asking somebody who was primarily there to be entertaining to do it in 12 seconds. That is hard. It's got to be much more than get in, get out. So I'm not surprised that Gronk was more entertaining on this podcast with Edelman, and they reacted to a thought from a listener. That's why I give out the Twitter handle. Interaction can take you in unexpected directions. Case in point, here was the question posed to Gronk and Edelman. If you two had to go into business together and it could have nothing to do with sports, what would the business be and what would your roles be? If I had produced this better, we would have played the Jeopardy music, but I don't have that much time because I get ready for Jesse Lucchetta. The answer posed by Gronk initially was podcasting, because Edelman reminded them that they were currently on a podcast. Now, I don't think that's a bit. I just think that's Gronk being Gronk, and that's part of his appeal because he is so genuine and authentic. Typically, then it gets X-rated, and yeah, it continued in that direction. So Gronk, after he was told that would not be a satisfactory answer, had this follow-up. I think we would be really good on OnlyFans. Now, if you don't know what OnlyFans is, let's take it step by step. Do not look it up at work. It is not safe for work. How can I put this delicately? Because I know kids are in the car, especially during a holiday week. It is a platform for content creators to express themselves. Ooh, I actually pulled that off. I got to give myself a self high five. Gronk then decided to get into the financial particulars because apparently he's under the assumption that somebody, Tiger, I'm familiar with his act, is making $40 million a month from being on OnlyFans. Now, I'm not good with math. Last math class I took was my freshman year in college, and I got a C barely because I went to a school where they didn't want to fail anybody. They believed in self-esteem. So I'm not the guy to be running your numbers, nor doing your taxes, nor coming up with actuarial tables. But even I can do the rough back-of-the-envelope computation. $40 million a month times 12, that is Jason Tatum money. But again, this is the appeal of Gronk because he says things that if somebody else said it, you'd say, wait a minute, this is a gimmick, right? This is the put on. I am surprised he is not cashing in more on professional wrestling. In fact, he could get in the ring, and I know he's dabbled in the past. He doesn't need the additional money, but if someone's going to hand you free dough, why not take it? And I get the feeling he's not being groomed to replace Howie Long or Terry Bradshaw. Plus, that Fox show hasn't changed in 30 years, other than some very minor adjustments along the way. So as Gronk thinks about his future, obviously OnlyFans is right there. Is somebody going to tell him not to be a stand-up comedian? Because that's actually hard. You need to know what you're doing. You got to have content. But as I think about it, in this very crowded sports media world, who is more singular than Gronk? He's not the person I would seek out. But when you get that kind of genuine authenticity and it suits his brand, it all comes together. I'm Brian Weber. My brand is reading the phone number, even though I don't take a lot of phone calls. 844-204-7424. Hit me up on X, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. We'll return to the NBA to start hour number two coming up in 25 minutes. Even with the moves highlighted by Paul George going to Philadelphia, how much separation is there still between the reigning champs in Boston and everybody else? But I promised we were going to cover a lot more football today, and we're going to live up to that pledge straight ahead. What do NFL players do during this holiday week with training camp looming in 3 weeks? Looking forward to checking in with Arizona Cardinals linebacker Jesse Lucchetta. I'm Brian Weber. We roll on. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Everybody, this just in, it's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do And you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Brian Weber back with you in for Rich and the guys. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's keep the football conversation going. Pleased to be joined by Arizona Cardinals linebacker Jesse Lucchetta. Jesse, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. I look forward to getting into what you have going on this week with a Literacy Day event, your youth football camp. But let's start with the big picture. You're getting ready for your third season in the league. How good do you feel about the work you and your teammates got in during OTAs?
I'm feeling great. We got a great group of guys, you know, assembled in that locker room, even better staff. Most importantly, you could just feel the energy's feeling a little bit different. There's a buzz, you know, great energy. A lot of people, they've been counting this out the past few years, but I'm really excited for what's to come this upcoming season. It's going to be a great year. I feel like we're going to shock a lot of people. The work's been put in. I'm feeling great myself. And just as a collective, I know the mindset where everyone else is at, and I know good things are going to happen this year.
You mentioned the staff. You got a new head coach last year in Jonathan Gannon, who was instrumental in the Eagles reaching the Super Bowl the year before. What kind of energy has he brought to your facility, and do you feel like the culture has changed with the new coaching staff?
Absolutely. You know, I feel as if when you have a guy, you know, like Jonathan Gannon, you know, he sets the standard, and we're going to continue to hold each other accountable to it. You know, as he likes to say, you know, ignite the fire in your gut. And that's the one thing that we continue to reiterate and just go to work day in, day out, and try to ensure that we're trying to just get 1% better. Overall, I think, you know, he's a tremendous coach. I love the fact that he's a defensive guy. You know, I might be a little bit biased, but, you know, that's all right. But he's the right guy for the job, and I'm blessed to have him as our head coach. And I'm really excited to see what we're able to do for not only all our fans in Arizona, but, you know, for him and his staff.
Cardinals linebacker Jesse Lucchetta is our guest on the Rich Eisen Show. So even though I understand your defensive mindset, you know in this league it's all about having a franchise quarterback. You have one in Kyler Murray coming back from his knee injury last season to jumpstart the offense. What kind of leader is Kyler on your team, and where do you think he's at in this stage of his career?
Hey, I'm excited for K1. You know, I've been seeing a lot of buzz where people are discussing him to be a notable candidate for the MVP, and rightfully so. He's a guy that I've seen. He's pulling a lot of guys around. They're connecting. I'm seeing they're throwing every weekend. And most importantly, it sucks. I was trying to get him here from my camp in Ottawa, Canada. But who knows? It's still up in the air. I was on the phone with him the other day, but we'll see. You could just see, you know, his energy. He's present. He wants to be that guy. He stepped up to the plate, and that's huge because ultimately, you know, everything goes to your quarterback. When you have a guy like that, as talented as he is, wanting to ensure all the guys around him are getting involved, it goes such a long way. So I'm extremely excited for what K1's going to be able to do this year.
You mentioned your camp. We're going to talk about it in a moment. You also mentioned your Canadian roots. We'll get there coming up. But when you reached out to your quarterback, you were not just a defensive player picking up the phone. I think people who follow the league closely know you have spent some time at fullback. What was that like when they first said, hey, would you like to show off your versatility? And how much do you think being able to play a variety of roles has made your transition to the NFL more straightforward?
It's been huge for me. I've always been the type of person the type of teammate as well that's always just had the team first mindset. They know me when it comes to, you know, my bread and butter, it's physicality and violence. And they asked me, hey, would you be interested in playing fullback? I said, absolutely. When you got a player in James Conner, Pro Bowl player caliber, who's able to pop off those explosive runs, it's a no-brainer. If I'm able to, you know, do my 111s and put towards a small percentage for him to go out there and dominate, I'm all for it. You know, it's ultimately in this league, you know, it comes down to winning. So, you know, if I'm able to just help my team do a little bit more to handle business on Sundays, that's what it's all about.
Your best ability is availability. I think versatility right there as well in any business. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich Eisen. We are checking in with Cardinals linebacker Jesse Luchetta. You mentioned you're very proud of your Canadian roots. In fact, I looked you up on the X platform, and I love the handle, Ottawa's very own. I read a great story about your commitment to playing college football here in the United States. Jesse, is it accurate you spent roughly – I don't know, countless hours writing hundreds of emails on a daily basis to American colleges, and how did that lead you to Penn State?
Absolutely, you're very correct. My journey was an interesting one. I'm no stranger to adversity, and I feel as if it's allowed me to become the man I am today. And I just kind of understood early. I have the ability to play, but I just didn't have the means. So what I decided to do was I sent out emails daily, you know, to coaches from Pennsylvania, New York, Maryland, you name the state. I sent emails out to those coaches just trying to introduce myself and let them know my aspirations of playing football at the highest level. But it was just tough for me because I didn't have the financial means. I was fortunate enough to get a response from a coach in Erie, Pennsylvania, and he gave me the opportunity of a lifetime. I took it and I never looked back. And I was fortunate enough to have my collegiate recruitment pop off, and Penn State was where I decided to call home. And you know, it's been all she's wrote ever since.
Well, it's great to see hard work pay off. You mentioned you're back home, and I know you have a busy week, mm-hmm. starting with a local literacy day tomorrow. What are the details involved with that?
So we're gonna be going through a few neighborhoods here in the south end of my city, Ottawa, Ontario. And honestly, just give back to the community. Summertime, the kids are going to be outside. And the biggest thing that I've seen for myself, from my own personal experiences, is, you know, literacy isn't not a focal point. So the one thing that my foundation and I were passionate about is giving kids an equal opportunity to succeed in whatever field they may be passionate about. But in doing so, the one thing that we have to combat is literacy. So I want to be able to go out in the community. We're going to have a bunch of ice cream trucks available because, you know, kids love free stuff and kids love ice cream. We're going to give back. You know, I'll be distributing a bunch of ice cream to the kids free of charge. At the same time, I'll have a mobile bookmobile on site. We'll be distributing some books as well to the kids and just giving them a whole bunch of stuff that they'll be able to have and utilize throughout the summertime.
That is outstanding, and that's the precursor to your youth football camp. I'm on the Rich Eisen Show. It's international. So for folks listening in Canada, what should they know about your camp coming up on Thursday, July 4th?
The camp's going to be high energy, a fun day of action. I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of my NFL peers. They'll be in attendance. Some notable names, KJ Hamler, Jahan Dotson, Rasheed Walker will be in attendance. Jonathan Sutherland, Luigi Villain, James Conner will be here. You know, so it's going to be a good time. The list goes on. So we just want to give back to the kids because stuff like this doesn't happen in Canada. You know, you see it happen all the time, you know, in the States. But where we come from, not too many kids ever get the opportunity to really, you know, interact with professional football players and let alone be able to attend a camp and have fun. We want to ultimately make memories that these kids will never be able to forget because at the end of the day, you never know who you're going to be able to inspire. So I'm excited. It's going to be a day full of action. Kids are going to leave with a whole bunch of items. We're fortunate enough. Huge shout out to Oakley, to Wilson, to Canadian Tire, our other sponsors that they donated a whole bunch of items for the kids to be able to leave with. But I'm excited. It's going to be a great day.
That is marvelous to hear. Jesse, before I let you go, I'm in my 50s. I started covering the NFL in the 90s. Different time. But I remember once mandatory mini camps were over, players scattered. And guys took real vacations to get away from the sport. Now, following all the current players like yourself on social media, it feels like you guys never stop working. So how do you use the remaining weeks heading into training camp to balance doing your individual works? Maybe it might be your own version of two-a-days versus getting some time for rest and recovery.
I feel like anything else is a balance, you know. We're professional football players, and our bodies are our moneymakers, so you got to invest into and pour into it. So just I feel like in this stage, as you're preparing to enter training camp, you just want to sharpen your tools. You know, you don't want to go in feeling out of shape, so hydration, nutrition, and recovery is extremely important during this stage. But ultimately, I wouldn't want anything else than to be bringing the game back home to the youth. Because ultimately, like I call myself the son of the village, so I wouldn't be here without my village's supporters. So, and that means to pass it on and pay it forward to the next generation. So it's only right.
Jesse, thanks so much for taking the time. Really enjoyed the conversation, and I hope both of your events coming up this week go extremely well back home.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Great conversation with Jesse Luketka. Check out what he does on the field this upcoming season for the Cardinals. As I mentioned, if you follow the league closely, there aren't a lot of dudes that cross over from defense to spend some time at the fullback position. I love what he talked about when he mentioned the physicality aspect. Well, if you're a linebacker, it's all about lighting dudes up, even in the modern NFL with the rule changes. And fullbacks also lay the hammer down to open up holes for running backs like his teammate, James Conner. Arizona in an interesting situation. I agree with Jesse. I wasn't just throwing out a platitude on the Big Word Tuesday. They got the head coaching piece right. Gannon, highly respected, part of the Eagles' run to the Super Bowl. All you need to know when you think about why the Eagles took a step back last year, I think a lot of that came down to who they lost after appearing in the Super Bowl. Shane Steichen, the play caller, went to Indy, and Gannon, the defensive mastermind. Remember, that defense was among the best assemblance of sack masters we've ever seen. They got to the quarterback with as much frequency as, say, the 85-86 Bears. They were that good. Personnel didn't change that much. What did? As we often see, when the team winds up in the Super Bowl, there's a loss of brain power on the coaching staff. So Arizona is in a position where you got to match up with the Niners twice. I'm not that concerned about the Rams, and I know Sean McVay has owned Arizona since coming into that division, but I cannot fully invest myself in a team that's going to continue for the foreseeable future to be led by an aging Matthew Stafford. I realize the numbers are there. I know what they did last year. Way ahead of schedule, and I was dead wrong, but I want to see more because we know the wild fluctuations year by year in the NFL. Last year, to me, felt like an aberration. Seattle, still going with Geno Smith, unless somehow Sam Howell has a chance to beat him out. So if you're a Cardinal fan, there's an opportunity in that division. Niners aren't going anywhere moving forward in terms of their collection of talent on both sides of the football, even with a disgruntled Brandon Ayuk. But Arizona a few years ago was a team on the rise, and you could quibble with Kyler Murray on a couple levels. We knew when he was coming into the league that staying upright was going to be an issue because he's diminutive. He's not that big. And because he's so mobile. And if you put your body on the line consistently in the NFL, you're going to pay the price. But there's talent on both sides of the ball. And the entire business model of the NFL is, and this is not just a cliche, every year somebody goes from worst to first to win their division. Just go back to what happened in Houston. And I realized that was a radical reset with new head coach in DeMeco Ryans and a franchise quarterback emerging in C.J. Stroud. But that was a team that won three games the year before. They made it all the way to the divisional round, the playoffs. So I'm not saying that's Arizona, but at least there's some hope there. Most of that contingent on Kyler Murray staying healthy. Really appreciate Jesse taking the time to join us. I enjoyed doing the research for that conversation, and I'm glad he was able to share with all of us his unique path to the NFL. I promise more NFL today. I'm trying my best to live up to my word. Coming up in hour number two, we take you across the league with Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus, straight ahead. We'll start the second hour by heading back to the NBA. Even with the addition of Paul George in Philadelphia, how much of a gap is there between the Celtics and everybody else? I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. It's the Rich Eisen Show.